Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Monday, March 19th, 2018. On this day in 1895, Auguste and Louis Lumière recorded their first footage using their newly patented cinematograph, a motion picture film camera which also serves as a film projector. According to media reports, Lufthansa has lost faith in Berlin's new airport. Lufthansa executive board member Thorsten Dirks sarcastically remarked that he believes the airport will be torn down and rebuilt, per his quote reported in the Frankfurter Allgemeine Sonntagszeitung. His sentence was dropped on Friday at the Unternehmentag am Tegernsee, where the person responsible for Eurowings, the low-cost airline within the group, had also spoken. Lufthansa is faced with the problem that its equipment has been installed in the capital's airport, but after years of delay in opening, it has already become obsolete. On Thursday, the airport company announced that 750 monitors for passenger information must be replaced. They had been installed before the opening planned for 2012, had been running with the general power supply for 6 years, and had now reached the end of their service life. After several postponements, the opening is now scheduled for autumn of 2020. In one of the most expensive areas of Mitte, Antikstrasse, a center for homeless women is being built between new designer buildings and elegantly renovated houses. The building, a former Protestant hall in Mitte, stood empty for several years after the merger of several parishes. Then, the Kopjohan Foundation was awarded the contract to take over and convert the house with 2.9 million euros invested. The center should be ready by the end of the year. Hadron Lütke, managing director of the foundation, stated that with this project, they want to show that homelessness affects more people than many think. It's not just about the typical park bench homeless. It's increasingly affecting middle-class society. Charities estimate some 30,000 people are homeless in Berlin. Most of them do not live on the streets, however, but in social institutions in the short or long term. Evelyn Gutzo, managing director who will run the center, announced in the former parish apartments on the first and second floors, women will be able to live in supervised individual apartments as well as in supervised shared apartments. A day cafe with advice center is also planned in the basement. She added that together with those affected, ways back into a regular daily structure and into life are to be sought. An even larger problem, however, is to find affordable housing on the regular housing market again for those affected. Susanne Glasmacher, spokeswoman for the Robert Koch Institute, stated that despite the high numbers of those newly infected with influenza in the Hauptstadt, the cold weather has no direct influence on the illness. That said, last week in Berlin and Brandenburg, about 2.5 times as many patients with acute respiratory tract infections came to doctors' offices than usual. In Berlin, this was the highest number of new cases per week since the Infection Protection Act was introduced in 2001. The total number of people infected during this flu season increased to 6,649, 1 in 10 of whom had to be treated in hospital. In addition, 5 deaths have already occurred because of the illness. In other federal states, such as Saxony, North Rhine-Westphalia, and Saarland, the situation is even worse. The medical director of the Martha Maria Hospital in Halle has even imposed a visiting ban for relatives in order to protect his patients. Opinions differ among doctors, visitors, and patients about the ban. According to the Berlin Senate Administration and the Brandenburg Ministry of Health, there have been no general bans on visits, but if the situation worsens, such a thing cannot be ruled out. As announced by the Berlin-Brandenburg Statistical Office on the occasion of so-called Equal Pay Day, which was celebrated on Sunday, Berliner women earned on average 17 euros per hour in 2016, around 14% less than Berlin men. In Brandenburg, on the other hand, the average gross hourly earnings of women at 15 euros were only around 4% below those of men. Equal Pay Day is the day until which women would have to work beyond the turn of the year in order to reach the average previous year's salary of their male colleagues. The current wage difference of 21% nationwide, women 16.59 euros per hour, men 21 euros, results in 77 days. On this particular day, trade unions and associations draw attention to the gender pay gap. With a difference of 21%, Germany ranks among the highest in the EU. The countries with the smallest gap are Romania at 5.2%, Italy at 5.3%, and Luxembourg at 5.5%. According to the EU statistics authority Eurostat, wage differences of over 20% otherwise only exist in Estonia, the Czech Republic, Great Britain, and Austria. Berlin ranks sixth nationwide with a wage gap of 14%. Compared to the previous year, the gap in wages between women and men in the capital shrank only slightly by 1 percentage point in 2016. In 2015, it was 15%. The number has been on this scale since 2010. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. Also, find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.